Hello, and welcome to Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. All stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult-themed and for a mature audience. Fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. The link can be found in the description. And please join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. And if you enjoy the show, please remember to leave a like. And for this episode, I will be reading Sex with a Hot Ski Instructor. The day had finally come. I was so excited. I had to take a melatonin in order to sleep. My friends and I had been planning and saving for this trip for months. We were leaving today and driving up to Vermont to a ski resort. A few of my friends already knew how to ski. My best friend Jess and I were experiencing it for the first time. I swear, it felt like this day would never arrive, but finally it was here. I jumped out of bed and practically ran to the shower and got to get ready. I had just finished eating when I heard a series of horn blasts. Excitedly, I threw my dishes in the sink. They could wait until I got back. I grabbed my bags by the door and hurried out. My girls were yelling out the windows to hurry up. I smiled and yelled back that I was coming. I locked the door quickly and ran down to one of the SUVs. I threw my bags in the back and climbed in the back seat. For the first hour, there was so much excited chatter. We talked about all the gossip on campus, who we had crushes on, and just about everything. There were two full SUVs with my friends and I. It was an all-girls trip. There were only a couple of my friends that even had boyfriends. The rest of us were just enjoying the start of our adulthood. There would be time for being tied down after we graduated. The drive took about 8 hours. It felt like forever by the time we got there. It was too late to go on the slopes, and besides, we needed to get unpacked. We had rented two condos at the ski resort next door to each other. We were starving after getting unpacked and freshened up. With excitement, we headed down to the town, down the mountain, to find someplace good to eat. We decided on a rustic-looking place that had home-cooked style food. It was busy, but we were able to grab two tables close to each other. There was a mix of tourists, seasonal workers, and locals. It had such a fun atmosphere. Just after I ordered, a guy at another table caught my eye. I was instantly attracted to him. By the way he smiled when he saw me looking at him, I think he might be attracted to me too. He had messy platinum blonde hair, light eyes, and he was definitely fit. There was something wild about him. I couldn't imagine him having a normal 9-to-5 job. I often wished I wasn't heading for a boring office job. The problem with me, though, was that I was too shy and timid. My thoughts were interrupted by my best friend Jessica nudging me. The waiter was standing there waiting to take my order. I quickly apologized and ordered steak and mashed potatoes. We ordered some appetizers and a couple buckets of beer for our tables. "Who are you looking at?" Jess whispered after I'd ordered. "That guy over there in the blue shirt with that group of guys and girls. They look like skiers," I whispered back. "He's hot. Nice," she whispered. The drinks and appetizers came just then. I forgot about the cute guy across the restaurant while we passed out plates, food, and beers. When I looked over again, I was so disappointed. Him and his friends had left while I was distracted. Jessica noticed at the same time. "Oh no, your Prince Charming is gone," she joked while giving me a fake sad face. "I know. If it's meant to be, then I guess I'll see him again," I smiled back at her. Even though we were getting up early in the morning, we took our time eating and having a few drinks. We made it back to the resort around 9-ish, and everyone was more than ready to get some sleep. I was rooming with Jess. We jumped up bright and early. It was hectic getting ready. Everyone was running back and forth, making breakfast, trying to be the next to get to the bathroom, and finally getting our gear ready. Jess and I were new to skiing, so we had recently purchased ours. We excitedly left to go pay for our lift ticket, ski rentals, and lessons for some of us. It was just me and Jess from our group taking the beginner course. Our class started in 30 minutes, so we said goodbye to our friends for now and headed towards the bunny slopes. Our class started assembling when we got there. It looked like there were only a few other groups of people taking the class. Good, I thought. That would mean the instructor will have more time to help each of us. My back was turned talking to Jess when the instructor arrived. The look on her face made me turn around. I was instantly surprised. I almost didn't believe my eyes. The instructor was the hot guy from the restaurant last night. "Oh, fuck, girl. Is that the guy from the restaurant?" Jess whispered to me. "Yes," I whispered back with a grin. My heart leaped into my throat when he looked our way, and I could see he was just as surprised as well. He flashed me a sexy grin before he began the class by introducing himself. Well, now I knew his name. It was Nick. I paid the best attention of my life. I wanted to absorb every sexy word he said. He was busy for the hour we had the class teaching us, so we didn't get to really talk. It wasn't until after class, when we were getting ready to do some practice runs, when he came over. Jess made sure to make a quick getaway so he could talk to me alone. "Did you enjoy the class?" he asked. "I really did. You are such a great teacher," I replied with a big smile. "Well, it's easy when I have a student like you," he said with a wink. "I have another class starting soon, but would you be interested in meeting up for dinner? I have a friend that would love to take your friend out too." "I'd love to. I'll tell Jess. I know she'll be up for it," I answered. I was so happy my face was chilly right now. The rosy color from the wind was hiding how red my cheeks must be getting. "Okay, then. We'll meet you by the office around 7. Does that sound good?" he asked. "That's perfect. I can't wait," I said and skied off as fast as I could to tell Jess about our new plans for the night. She was just as excited as I. We were taking our time getting ready. The rest of our friends had been invited to a party, which they, of course, invited us to. We told them we might hit it up after dinner. We would see how the night went. The guys were waiting for us when we walked down to meet them. His friend was cute too and had that look that said he liked to take risks, just like Nick. Dinner was awesome. Nick and I hit it off, and so did Jess and her date Dave. After we were done, Nick and I said goodbye and goodnight to Jess and Dave. We wanted some time to get to know each other alone. And they were ready for the same. We decided Nick's place would be better since we could be completely alone there. Jess and her date went off to his place for the same reason. Since Nick was a seasonal worker, he stayed in an apartment at the resort that was provided for him. It was nice, but a little bit messy, which wasn't a surprise since he was a single male. Living it up in a ski resort sounds like the perfect way to work and spend the winter to me. Nick put on an action movie, and we cuddled up on the couch to watch. I felt so relaxed in his arms. He smelled so good, and his body seemed to fit mine perfectly. About 15 minutes in, we decided to change positions to lay down with him laying behind me. It felt so much better to stretch our legs, and we were able to feel more of our bodies touching through our clothes. Being so close to him was driving my body crazy. It felt like I was hypersensitive to anywhere and everywhere his body touched mine. I just about died when he started softly rubbing my earlobe with his fingertips. It felt so sensual. He had my body so turned on. It wasn't long before I could feel how turned on he was. I had pushed my ass back into him. When I felt something hard, I wiggled my butt a little and felt it grow. I could tell he had a good size, and my body was seriously craving it. I was a bit surprised because my body had never reacted so strongly to being close to a man before. I had never had sex with a man on the first date or had a one-night stand. Tonight, though, I was thinking I was probably going to experience it for the first time. My thinking was, I'm a single adult who's wanting to have a good and very memorable time. I know my girl Jess would be having a good time. She wasn't as shy or conservative as me. She was going to be so surprised when I told her I decided to hook up with the hot instructor. He replaced his fingertips caressing my ears with his lips. My hips started gyrating all on their own. "Want to move to the bedroom?" he whispered into my ear. Oh, the feel of his warm breath on my ear made me shiver with excitement. I nodded my head yes and stood up to let him lead me into the bedroom. The bed was, of course, unmade and the room a bit messy, but it wasn't too bad. Nick quickly cleared off the bed. I was nervous and didn't know what I should do next. Stand here, take off my clothes, or just get on the bed. He solved my dilemma when he came over and kissed me. His kiss was hard and demanding. His tongue delved in to taste the inside of my mouth. He laid me down while continuing to kiss my lips and down my throat. He was so smooth. I wondered how many women he had hooked up with from his job. I bet there were many hot, horny women for him to choose from. It was kind of a turn-on to think tonight he had chosen me. He pulled my top up over my head, exposing my bra. Nick took his time kissing around the top mounds of my breasts. My nipples were aching to be sucked and touched. Finally, he lifted me a little to reach around and quickly unhook my bra. He did it so fast that it was apparent he was very experienced with this maneuver. I let out a moan when my breasts were freed and his mouth descended on them. Oh God, it felt so incredibly good. My heart leapt when he began pulling my leggings and panties down. He wasn't wasting any time, I thought. He brought his lips back up to mine to taste my mouth again. He slid his hand down to the triangle of hair on my mound. He gently squeezed my mound before sliding a finger down to feel my clothes slit. Gently, he pushed my legs apart. He circled my clit with his finger, then slid his finger down into my dripping wet hole. I knew I was wet, but I hadn't realized how wet I was until he dipped his finger in. "Your pussy is so wet. I love it," he exclaimed, while he began thrusting his finger in me and circled my clit with his thumb. I came so hard, I almost had to make him stop for a second so I could handle the intensity of it. "That's a good girl," he said as he let my body calm some before he moved down to position his head between my legs. I didn't tell him, but this was going to be the first time I had my pussy eaten. The few guys I'd dated had been the kind of guys that wanted women to suck their dicks, but would never reciprocate. And then they wonder why they have to spit on their dicks to get in our dry pussies. I was not prepared for how absolutely amazing it would feel. I had heard it was something amazing to feel a man's tongue tasting your most private area. This was more than I had imagined. His tongue was so soft and gave just the right amount of pressure to drive me wild. He ran his tongue from my wet hole up to my swollen clit, where he gave it a light suck. I came within seconds. My hips lifted and my body stilled as my juices flowed in his mouth. I thought that was as high as I could go until he slid a finger in me. My orgasm went from one right into another. I could barely catch my breath. Before my orgasm let up, Nick swiftly pulled his cock out and slid it easily into my sopping wet opening. His cock stretched me and drove me higher than ever before. I was practically screaming while I came on his rock hardness. He pulled out long enough to shed his clothes. He then moved up the bed, bringing his cock up to my mouth for me to suck. I gladly opened my mouth and let him face fuck me. "You like sucking my cock?" he asked while my mouth was full. Was the only thing I could get out with my mouth being used at the moment. Pulling his cock out, he instructed me to get on my knees and said, "I want to see that ass while I fuck you." Happily, I complied with his instructions and got on my knees. I made sure to arch my back real good and push my ass nice and high in the air while stuffing my face into the bed. Ooh, I cried out when I felt a couple sharp slaps on my ass before he slid his cock back inside me. His cock felt even bigger and deeper inside in this position. He began by giving me the long, slow, deep strokes. I could feel every inch deep inside. He waited until my body started climbing again to give me another experience I hadn't had yet. He began rubbing my butthole in a circular motion with his thumb. My body exploded harder than it ever had before. I could hear the wet slapping sound while my pussy flowed with cum. His thrust became harder and deeper. All I could do was grip the sheets and hold on while he pounded me as hard as he could. I was screaming into the bed when I felt his body still. His cock pulsed, and a rush of hot liquid shot out and filled the inside of me. After we got done, we both got dressed, and he offered to walk me back to my room. I accepted and was happy he was being a gentleman after he'd gotten what he wanted. We said goodbye, and I gave him my number before going in. I don't know if we'll actually ever meet up again. But I know I will never forget my first ski lesson and the hot instructor that fucked the hell out of me. Soon after I closed the door, Jess came in. We had so much to tell each other. This was honestly the best trip ever. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. And remember, all the stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult themed and for a mature audience. And fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. And please join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. And if you enjoyed this story, please like the show. Thank you.